Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This week, it's the Democrats. Following the Republican National Convention last week, this week, Democrats get their turn to turn heads in Charlotte, North Carolina. To talk about the musts, what must President Obama and the Democrats do this week, we're joined by our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne and Republican analyst Todd Dombke. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And hello, Todd.
Hi there, Bob.
Let's start here. Is it more important for the Democrats to spend this week refuting the allegations made by Republicans at the GOP convention last week, or to spend this week offering their vision forward, Dan?
I think it's more important for President Obama and the speakers on the Democratic side to play offense. But meanwhile, the president has got to help people understand that progress has been made, and he knows that they're hurting and worried. But political gridlock by the Republican House won't improve the economy.
Todd.
Well, only Obama can provide the vision forward. Other speakers can't do that because people would wonder, why isn't the president visionary and substantive like this? But tens of millions of partisans watch conventions. The campaign managers need to prepare the partisans to make the right arguments in the right way to undecided friends, family, neighbors. So partisans tune in to have their thinking reinforced, and they'll get plenty of that at the Democratic convention as they did the Republican convention. But the campaigns want them to convey the right message and the right tone. It can't just be insults. The tone can't be too venomous. And we'll see what kind of tone the Democrats have about the Romney-Ryan ticket.
How do you think President Obama tries to convince voters this week, disappointed in him, to go for him again? I mean, he hasn't really had an effective answer yet to the forward-looking question going around the heads of those undecided voters you both talked to, especially those who supported him in 2008. That question is, will I be better off 4 years from now if I vote for Obama this time?
Well, the Republican budget of Paul Ryan will slash spending. It would partly convert Medicare into vouchers. And it would spend more money on the Pentagon. One part of that budget would mean that Mitt Romney would wind up paying taxes at the rate of 1%. So if Ryan Romney win, lots of people will be worse off than they are today.
You saying President Obama needs to make that argument this week? That's the key argument to convince voters why they should pick him again when they might be a little skeptical about doing that?
I think the budget, the Ryan budget, is a target that needs to be shot at.
Well, I think it's very revealing that Dan answered that way, and I think that we'll hear other speakers at the convention do the same. When you ask him what Obama can say to voters disappointed in him, basically the entire answer was about Romney and Ryan rather than offering anything positive about Obama. The question of whether people feel better off 4 years ago, it pretty much answers itself. People realize that this has been the slowest, weakest recovery, if it's that, since the Depression. So we'll have to see. If Obama is saying things as he did before, like the private sector is doing fine, of course, that will backfire. Given the economic indicators, people realize the economy is not good, that they're not better off. So all the talk about Romney and Ryan take the focus off Obama. At some point, people will see through that if that's all the convention's about.
Well, President Obama isn't the only speaker at the convention. And the one person I think who will be getting a lot of attention is Bill Clinton. And he can remind voters in the hall and voters at home that when he left office, the government had a surplus, that he worked with Republicans and made progress while they were trying to impeach him. So I think Clinton can give Obama a window of opportunity.
Well, the question about Bill Clinton is, will he be so good that people get nostalgic and wish he were the candidate instead of Obama? So how far will Clinton go in his speech in praising Obama, not just criticizing the GOP? That'll be interesting. And will Obama be able to deliver a speech that Democrats like even more than Clinton's?
Many people believe that, especially in politics, candor or honesty can breed credibility and sympathy. So does President Obama need to say, look, I know my first term wasn't perfect, but I know where I went wrong, and here's what I'll do in term number two? Doesn't he need to offer some specifics this week? Mitt Romney took some criticism after the GOP convention last week for not being specific enough in explaining how he'll right the ship of state. Doesn't the president need to say, here's the list, this is what I'm going to do differently?
Well, he can and must make it clear that the stimulus worked, and that no matter what the Tea Party says, doing nothing but giving tax breaks to rich people isn't going to create jobs, and relaxing regulations won't stop Wall Street from engaging in risky investments with other people's money.
I do think that if Obama sounded more prescriptive, ambitious but realistic, that his supporters could argue that it contrasted with Romney's speech. Let's keep in mind, Obama raised expectations with his stimulus program, and some undecided voters would like to hear him admit, as he did before, that the shovel-ready jobs did not happen. And he needs to do something to encourage entrepreneurs, consumers, investors, that he'll do things differently in a second term. He needs to sound like a new, improved president.
So does the president, do the Democrats have an achievable mission this week, explain away term number one and look forward to term number two, successfully making the argument why there should be a term number two?
Well, I think they've probably been spending weeks developing ideas for term number two, and I expect that those things will not deny that anything good happened in term number one, but build on that so that people feel the sense of continuity.
Well, at the Republican convention, Romney's handlers decided it was better for him to stay vague so Democrats couldn't twist the specifics to scare people about reform like they did with Medicare. But if Obama doesn't offer anything new and bold, we'll have to wait for the debates to see if one of them is going to surprise us by being more daring.
Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Dan Payne, thank you.
Always glad to help.
For full coverage of the Democratic National Convention, stay with WBUR and WBUR.org. In Charlotte, I'm Bob Oakes.